appreciate our brother's honesty this morning as he was singing, leading the singing.
我非常感谢弟兄的诚实，今天早上在带领诗歌的时候。
You know, whenever you come up and have a responsibility, there's always a secret hope that it's going to go absolutely perfect and it's going to be smooth and everyone's going to just say, wow, how smooth that went.
每次当你有服侍、有责任的时候，你总是盼望说这件事情能够非常顺利的完成，然后每个人都说哇，真是很好。
Personally, I could not have asked for a better opening than what our brother just had for us.
个人来讲，我不能比这个期待的更好，就是我弟兄的领会，比我弟兄领会的更好。
I believe, my Chinese isn't that good, but I believe he said something to the effect of the Lord is disciplining him.
我的中文不是很好，但是我听懂了，好像弟兄说主在管教他。
Well, much of what the Lord has put on my heart this morning has been this matter of the Lord's disciples.
今天早上主放在我心里的负担就是主的门徒们。
And the very root of a disciple is one who is disciplined.
门徒的这个根基就是管教。
And it's my prayer this morning that none of us would run away from the Lord's discipline.
我们每个人的，我的盼望就是每个人不从主的管教面前跑开。
That we would look and see that there is darkness, but in the Lord there is light.
我们看见我们在我们有黑暗，但是在主有光明。
That in trouble there can be found joy in Christ.
在虽然有麻烦的时候，我们在主里面能够找到喜乐。
So I very much appreciate the words of that song and how our brother and sister presented it for us this morning.
我非常感谢这个诗歌，也感谢弟兄今天早上的领会。
May we have the hearts of disciples this morning.
愿我们早上能够都有这个门徒的心。
I'd like to begin by reading a portion from the book of Luke.
我们一起来翻到路加福音。
Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24章。
Luke is one of the Gospels, and we see here in chapter 24 a short story of disciples after the Lord had died and then been resurrected.
路加福音是福音书的一卷，这里面有一个非常短的故事，讲到主复活以后的事情。
We're going to start with verse 13, and hopefully this story is familiar.
我们从13节开始，希望这个故事大家都所熟悉的。
Luke 24, verse 13, and we'll read through verse 33.
我们从13节一直到33节。
And behold, two of them, these are the disciples, were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was 60 furlongs from Jerusalem.
正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马忤斯。 离耶路撒冷约有25里。
That's about 7 miles.
大约是7英里路。
And they communed with each other all of these things which had happened. And it came to pass while they communed and questioned together that Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事。正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。
But their eyes were holden so that they did not know him.
只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
And he said unto them, What communications are these that you have with one another as you walk? And they stood still, looking sad.
耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？ 他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。
And one of them, named Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Do you not also... Excuse me. Dost thou alone sojourn and travel in Jerusalem and not know the things which are come to pass in these past days?
两个人中有一个名叫哥留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？
And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people.
耶稣说什么事呢？他们说就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事。他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。And
how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him.
祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，钉在十字架上。
But we had hoped that he who should redeem Israel, yea, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things have come to pass.
当我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的，就是他。不单如此，而且这事成就已经三天了。
Moreover, certain women of our company amazed us, having been early at the tomb, and when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive.
再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，她们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说他活了。
Verse 24, and certain of them that were with us went to the tomb and found it even so as the women had said, but they saw him not.
又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见他。
And he said unto them, O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
耶稣对他们说，无知的人哪，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
Behooved it not the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory?
基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Then I'm going to read 27 through 33,
okay.
And then you can translate. And beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they were going.And he made it as though he was going to go further. And they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is now far spent. And he went in to abide with them. And it came to pass, when he sat down with them to meat, he took the bread and blessed it. And breaking it, he gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said to one another,Was not our hearts burning within us while he spake to us in the way, while he opened the scriptures? They rose up that very hour, returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行。他们却强留他说时候晚了日头已经平息了请你同我们住下吧耶稣就进去要同他们住下到了坐席的时候耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了拨开递给他们的眼睛明亮了这才认出他来忽然耶稣不见了他们彼此说在路上他和我们说话给我们讲解圣经的时候我们的心岂不是火热的吗他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we do ask this morning that you would open this word to us.
主啊，我们祷告，求你把这个话语向我们解开。
We do ask that we would recognize that we too are on a journey.
我们也知道我们在一条路上。
That we are on a road.
我们在一条行走的路上。
The question is, what road are we on?
问题是我们在哪一条路上
The question this morning we ask ourselves is, who is our guide on this road?
我们在问说，在我们这条行走的路上，谁是我们的指路人
？So we just want to take these next few moments and commit the time into your hands.
我们把以下的时间交在你的手中。
And ask that you would open your word unto us.
我们祈求你，求你把你的话语向我们解开。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.So this is the passage in scripture often known as the road to Emmaus.
这段圣经大家都熟悉是去以马忤斯的路。
These two disciples were not of the original 12, but they were disciples.
这两个门徒不是十二个使徒中的人，但是他们也是门徒。
They had left their walk of life to follow Jesus.
他们从他的日常生活中离开去跟随了主。
And now there's a little bit of confusion in their life.
但是现在出现了一点混乱。
And they have some questions.
他们有一些问题。
So I was before the Lord and I thought I'd share this morning a word that the Lord put on my heart about our spiritual walk.
今天早上主把他的话放在我的心里面，关于我们属灵的生活。
Or our spiritual journey.
我们的属灵的路，属灵的道路。
A brief story to start with of what, why the Lord put this on my heart.
我来分享一个故事，为什么主把这件事情放在我的心里面。
A week ago, my family and I were visiting the saints in New York.
一个星期以前，我们在纽约来拜访圣徒们。
And we spent much time with the saints and had some sweet fellowship.
我们和他们一同来分享交通，非常的甜蜜。
And on one of the occasions, we had some free time.
有一次我们有一些空闲时间。
And we went down to where the former two World Trade Centers were located in New York City.
我们就去了以前的那个世贸大厦。
Most of you know that on September 11th, 2001, terrorists brought down these two buildings and also attacked the Pentagon.
我们都知道在911的时候，恐怖分子袭击了世贸大厦，又袭击了五角大楼。
So we went to the museum or the memorial of this event.
我们就去了那个当地的那个博物馆。
And it took us about 2 hours to walk through the memorial.
我们花了两个小时的时间参加了那个纪念馆。
My boys, my wife, and my six-year-old was with us.
我的两个孩子，妻子和那个六岁的儿子都在那里。
Now we protected the six-year-old from seeing some of the tougher things to look at.
我们没有让那个六岁的儿子看那些比较不能接受的比较血腥的事情。
The sadder things.
这比较让人难过的事情。
But he did see some pictures of steel and rebar bent.
但他的确看见一些图片，是一些钢筋被扭曲的图片。
He saw some pictures of smoke.
他看见一些烟雾的图片。
They also have a fire truck in the museum that had been crushed during this attack.
在博物馆里也有一个消防车被压碎的消防车的在那里。
And about halfway through the museum, my six-year-old turned to mom and said, "I'm dizzy."
差不多一半的时候，六岁的儿子就跟妈妈说：“我有点头晕了。”
And of course, you wonder, did he eat enough for lunch? Did he get enough water?
我们就想说，是不是他没有吃饱，或者他渴了？
He said, "I'm dizzy from seeing all the broken things."
他说：“我是因为看着这些被破坏的事情，有点头晕了。”
And when my wife conveyed this to me, I couldn't help but think, "Do we consider this world a broken world?"
当我妻子跟我说的时候，我就开始想说，我们觉得这个世界是一个被破坏的世界吗？
Are we sensitive like a six-year-old when we go through life and recognize this world is broken?
我们是不是像跟这个六岁的孩子是这样子的敏感，意识到这个世界是一个破坏的世界？
Now, most of you that have accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, at one point you recognize this world is broken and you gave your life to the Lord Jesus.
当我们这里每一个接受主做救主的人都在那一刻意识到这个世界是一个被破坏的世界，我们把我们的生命交给了主。
I will take a brief moment for any of you who have not received the Lord Jesus as your Savior and say the following.
那我为了下面这里还没有接受主的人，花一点时间。
You too are on a road, a journey.
你也在一个路上。
And it's a road to nowhere.
是一个这个路去到不了任何地方。
At some point in your life, you're going to see that there's no job good enough.
你到了一个地步，你看到说没有一个工作是非常好的。
There's no accolades, rewards, money that are enough to satisfy.
也没有足够的钱或者是回报让你觉得满足。
You probably already know that there are a lot of mean people out there.
你可能知道说有很多人非常的坏。
You might have recognized that you're one of those mean people yourself.
你可能也意识到自己就是那一个比较坏的人，比较吝啬的人。
You're on a journey to nowhere.
你在一个路上是到没有任何的终点。
There's a big gap between you and the Lord Jesus.
在你和主之间有一个巨大的距离。
There's a chasm that you will never be able to cross.
那里有一个鸿沟是你永远不能够跨过的。
But the cross of the Lord Jesus bridges that gap.
但是十字架把你和主之间的距离给连上了。
The prayers that you heard around the table were prayers of brothers and sisters who saw that there was a gap and they received the cross of the Lord Jesus into their life.
在你听到的在饼杯的祷告是弟兄姊妹们看到那个距离看到十字架把人和主之间的距离给连上的为此而献上的感谢的祷告。
And now you're on a journey alongside the Lord Jesus.
那你现在在跟主在这条路上。
And the blood of Christ is your permit to be on that road.
主耶稣的血是你在这条路上的这个许可证。
You know, many of us have an easy tag on our car.
我们每个人车上，有的人车上有这个 easy tag， 那个 easy tag。
You can't take the West Park Tollway without an easy tag.
你不能去那个 West Park Tollway， 你不能没有那个 easy tag， 你不能上那个高速。
The same thing with our journey with Christ. When Christ sees the blood of Christ in your life, you're on this journey with the Lord Jesus.
当基督成为你生命的时候，你就跟他一同在这条路上。
And His resurrected life gives you power on that journey.
他的复活的生命给你这个能力，使你可以走上这条路。
And you're free to enjoy the pleasures and the joy of the Lord Jesus.
享受主的喜乐和享受主的同在是 free 的，是不要钱的。
The Word of God is a beautiful book that you love to read.
神的话是一本非常美丽的书，是我们非常享受的。
Fellowshipping with the saints is a joy.
跟圣徒们的交通是这样子的甜美。
Even discipline is something that we can rejoice in.
甚至主的管教也是我们在其中有喜乐的。
Because the Lord is refining us.
因为主在变化我们。
So I encourage you this morning, if you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus in your life, do so.
如果我还没有接受主做你的救主，我鼓励你接受他。
I have actually had the privilege many times to be with different ones who have been on their deathbed.
我有机会跟一些在临死的人在一起。
And I have heard it over and over again.I may have many regrets, but giving my life to Jesus is never one of those regrets.
我一次次的听见说我有很多的遗憾，但是把我的生命交给主，这绝不是我的遗憾。
You can take it all, but you can't take Jesus.
你可以把所有都拿走，但是你不能把主耶稣拿走。
And they pass away in the grace and the joy of the Lord Jesus.
他们在主的恩典里和喜乐里面到主那里去。
But now for some of us, we've been saved for a while.
但是我们这些得救的人
and like these disciples on the road to Emmaus, sometimes in this journey, it becomes a little mundane.
当我们这些我们就像这群以马忤斯的门徒一样，这条路有的时候变得比较琐碎，变得比较太多的琐碎。
It becomes a little redundant.
就变得好像是重复的。
Have you ever driven somewhere and all of a sudden you've missed your exit because you were thinking of something else?
你没有在开车的时候错过了你的出口，因为你分神了。
That can help happen to us spiritually.
这也会让我们这也会发生在我们属灵的路上。
Did you miss something this morning around the Lord's table?
你今天早上在主的饼杯面前又失去了什么呢？
Are you so familiar with the Lord's table that it went by and you didn't offer a praise in your heart or you didn't rejoice in the words in the song?
是不是因为这个饼杯太熟悉了，结果你没有献上祷告，也没有献上一个诗歌
？You know, it says in the passage that we read, and they were talking with each other about the things that had happened.
这就像是这里所讲，他们彼此谈论所遇见的这些事。
They were talking about the things of Christ.
他们在讲论基督的事情。
They were having their own Friday night Bible study.
他们在有一个星期五晚上的查经聚会。
They were probably having a little bit of a prayer meeting.
他们甚至有一点点的祷告
but it was dead to them.
但是这是一个死的事情
because they did not have Christ in them.
因为在他们里面没有基督
they had used their head knowledge to try to figure things out.
他们用他们的头脑来试图来解决这个事情
and it had become religious duty.
成了一个宗教的责任
It says in verse 19, This is Jesus coming up to them. And he said to them, "What things are you talking about?" And they said, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed, and word before God and all the people."
19节, 耶稣说什么事呢? 他们说, 就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事, 他是个先知, 在神和众百姓面前, 说话行事都有大能。
I like the past tense that they used in this portion.
我非常喜欢这里面所用的过去时。
Jesus was something to them.
基督, 耶稣, 过去是个, 对他们来说是什么人?
What the Lord wants to hear is Jesus is something to you.
主耶稣想听到的说, 今天耶稣, 今天对你是什么人?
Do you remember when you were saved and you had that zealousness, that excitement, that joy of the Lord?
你还记得在你受洗的时候, 在你心里面有火热, 有那个激动吗?
Has that waned? Has it gone away?
那个是不是已经消失了, 逐渐的没有了呢?
On this journey, on this road, this spiritual walk, we need to recognize that we may have lost that first love.
在这条路上我们要意识到说我们是不是已经失去了那个起初的爱。
And when Jesus comes in, he can reveal himself as a present Savior and not a past Savior.
当耶稣出现在我们面前的时候，他向我们启示他是现在的救主，他不是一个过去的救主。
We see this again in verse 21. It says, "We had hoped."
这里21节讲说，我们素来所盼，我们过去所盼望的，
We had a hope at one point, but now we are hopeless.
我们本来所盼望是这样，但是现在没有希望了。
Maybe this morning we can ask ourselves, do we have faith and hope that the Lord is King of Kings and Lord of Lords in our lives?
我们真的是有这个盼望，我们有这个信心，说主是我们在生命里面的主，我们生命里面的王吗？
Is there a situation in your family that has caused you to say, "Well, I had hoped the family could have dealt with this situation"?
我们是不是在生家你的家庭生活里面有个现象？你觉得说我本来希望我们家庭生活应该是这样子的？
Or maybe it's our own personality. Maybe we have an anger issue.
也许是我们的性格，也许是我们有一个愤怒的这个习惯。
Well, I had hoped that the blood of Jesus would have taken care of my anger.
也许我本来盼望主耶稣的宝血可以对付我这个愤怒。
I'm going to use my brother as an example again from the song leading.
我用我的弟兄在领会这个事情做一个例子。
He had hoped he had given the right number to our pianist.
他本来盼望说把那个一个正确的诗歌。
He had hoped that he realized it was a tougher song than we had planned.
他本来是希望说知道说这是一个比较难的诗歌。
So does he get to go home this afternoon and pout or feel bad?
他是不是今天下午回去觉得说很糟糕，很难过？
Or does he have the opportunity to say, "Thank you, Lord, for that discipline"?
或者他说跟主说谢谢主对我的管教。
He'll probably always remember hymn 692. Because the Lord is reaching out, calling him to himself. This was a present issue in our brother's life.
对我的弟兄来说，这是一个现在的事情。
And the Lord wants to show himself strong today.
因为主今天想要向我们显现。
It says in verse 25, "And Jesus said to them, 'O foolish ones and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken.'"
25节，耶稣对他们说：“无知的人呐，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。”
You know, when we read in the prophets, it says over and over again that there will be a savior, and this savior will be persecuted, and this savior will go to the cross and will die and be martyred, but then resurrected for that we might have life.
在先知里面，先知书里面，先知一遍一遍的讲到说，主耶稣要受害，要被钉在十字架上，然后三日要复活。They
had heard it so many times that now it had become dull to them.
他们听了这么多遍，最后变成了麻木了。I
use the phrase, they were jaded by the familiarity of the stories.
他们实在是一个厌倦的熟，对这个题目已经厌倦的熟练了。
Have any of you had that situation where You know the story. You know the Lord can give victory in a certain situation.
我们是不是知道说主一定是得胜，在这个情况里面得胜？
You know, just this week I was dealing with a young person who is struggling with depression.
我这个礼拜跟一个年轻人帮助年轻人对付忧郁症。
And it was very dire.
是非常的凄凉。
And my first thought was, you know, there are psalms that speak about depression.
我首先想到的是诗篇，有很多诗篇是讲对付忧郁症的。
But suddenly I couldn't think of any of them.
但突然我一个也想不起来。
I knew it.
我知道。
I could talk the talk about, oh, King David, he went through depression and this is how he dealt with it.
我可以讲到说大卫是怎样经过忧郁，然后最后得胜。
But I'd become so familiar with the story that I didn't really know it.
结果是我对这个故事这样的熟悉，但是我却不知道。
And it was only then when I said, Lord, please forgive me for not knowing the scripture. Forgive me for taking this for granted that the Lord put Psalm 42 on my heart.
结果是我跟主祷告说请主赦免我使我我对你的圣经并不熟悉。主把诗篇42篇放在我的心里。
That Psalm that starts with, as the deer panteth for the water.
那个诗篇讲到说如鹿渴慕溪水。
It's a wonderful Psalm. For anyone that is dealing with depression.
是一个对任何一个经过忧郁症的人是一个非常好的诗篇。
May we not know the scriptures but become jaded by the familiarity.
愿我们对诗篇不要成为一个就是一个琐碎的一个熟悉。
When we say that the Lord is mighty, he is powerful, do we know that he is?
当我们说主是有能力的，我们真的知道主是有能力的吗？
I had an event a couple days ago, just a brief story of how the Lord showed this to me.
我几天前有一件事情，主向我启示。
At our house, we had a drain issue.
在我家里有一个排水的问题。
And the water wasn't going down the drain.
这个水从那个下水道里下不去。
Now I've fixed this 100 times.
我已经修了100多遍了。
I knew how to fix it.
我知道怎么处理。
So I started working on it.
所以我就开始来修这个管道。
It wasn't working.
结果不管用。
I tried a little bit longer.
我就又接着努力。
If it had been any other day, I could have said, you know what, I'm going to come back to it and deal with it later.
如果是其他的时候，我就会说，过几天我再处理这件事情。
But it had to be taken care of because we were about to leave and be gone for a long time.
但是我必须来处理这件事情，因为我马上就要走了，而且要离开一段时间。
The house would not be in good condition had we left this drain this way.
如果我们离开家，就这个样子离开家，这个房子会很糟糕。
So I continued, but I did remember to pray.
我继续，但是我记住我要祷告。
And I told my family to pray.
我也告诉我的家要祷告。
And I continued to work on it, and the Lord didn't answer that prayer.
我继续地修这个管子，主也没有听我那个祷告。
And then we were getting very close to having to make a command decision of what we were going to do.
然后到最后，我们必须做一个决定，我们要做什么。
And I don't mean this irreverently. I don't make light of what I'm about to say.
我对我将要所说的话，我。
I'll tell you what I said.
我告诉你我说了什么。
I said, "Come on, Lord."
我就说
，Just help, Lord.
我就说主啊 ，Come on.
Come on, Lord. Help, Lord.
我就说主啊 ，Come on, 我帮助我。
And this is the strangest thing.
这是一个非常奇怪的事情。
I felt it right here. The Lord says, "I'm going to answer that prayer."
我就心里面有个感动，说主，我要回答那个我的祷告。
And immediately the drain released.
很快，那个马上那个管道就通了。
The familiarity, I told everyone, let's pray. We know to pray for these things.
我们对这件事情已经很熟悉，我告诉每个人都要去祷告。
But at that moment, I knew there was nothing I could do. I knew the Lord wanted to do it, and I just cried out.
但那个时候我知道说我做不了任何事情，我知道只有主能做这件事情，所以我就呼叫主。
And as I said, in my heart, the Lord said, answered prayer.
在那个时候我心里知道主答应了那个祷告。
And within 10 minutes, we were on the road.
十分钟以后我们就上路了。
That's taking that familiarity, that jaded familiarity, and making it real for that moment.
就那个时候就把那个已经非常厌倦的书信拿开来，成了那个实际。
On this journey, there's also much sadness and difficulty.
在那条路上，我们也会遇到难过和困难。
If we look at verse 17, it even says, "And they stood still, looking sad."
十七节里面讲，他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。
The word of God is sometimes so simple.
神的主的话有的时候非常的简单。
Maybe there's sadness in your life.
也许在我们生活里面的确是有一些难过的事情。
This afternoon, when you go home, go to one of the mirrors at your house.
今天下午你回家以后对着镜子看一看。
And I want you to look at yourself.
我想让你看看自己。
And I want you to ask yourself a simple question.
问自己一个简单的问题。
Are you sad?
你是难过吗？
Or are you beaming with the joy of the Lord?
或者你是有与主同在的喜乐。
Use that as a discipling or discipline time.
把那个时间用作一个管教的时间。
It's okay to be sad.
我们难过是可以，可以难过。
But you can't stay there.
但是你不能够停留在那里。
We have to, on this journey, recognize we were never supposed to remain on the road of sadness.
我们需要知道说我们不能停留在那个难过的时刻。
You know, because what we'll do is we'll spread that sadness to others.
因为我们会把那个难过传给别人。
Human beings like mutual misery.
我们人都喜欢共同的那个misery 难过。
We're sad, and so what's going to make us happy is to make other people sad.
我们难过，什么能让我们快乐呢？就是使别人也难过。
Verse 18, they say to Jesus, "Are you the only one that didn't know what was going on?"
十八节讲的说，你是在。唯一的一个不知道发生什么事的人吗
？Lord, don't you know how bad? Or they didn't call him Lord because they didn't know at the time. Don't you know how bad things are in Jerusalem? Come be miserable with us.
他们会觉得说你不知道在耶路撒冷发生的什么事情吗？跟我们一样难过。
Let us tell you how miserable our chief priests are and our leaders.
我来告诉你我们的祭司长和我们的官府做了什么事情。
Let us tell you how who we thought was going to be the savior ended up being crucified.
让我们来告诉你，我们觉得本来是救主的，结果被钉死在十字架上。
May we examine our hearts this morning?
让我们来检查一下我们的心。
Wives, do we like making our husbands miserable?
我们是不是让我们的丈夫觉得很痛苦呢？
When we come home from work, husbands and wives, the first thing we do is try to let everyone know how miserable you are, and you're going to spread it to the dinner table.
我们从下班回家以后，是不是把我们自己的痛苦也传染在吃饭的饭桌上，让家里人同时都觉得痛苦呢？
When your son or daughter brings home a B plus, are you ready to spread the misery and ask why it's not an A plus?
如果我们的孩子拿了个 B plus 回来，你是不是要让家人都痛苦？因为为什么不是 A plus 呢？
Yeah, this isn't about grades, but are we spreading joy or sadness?
我们是把我们的快乐分享开来，还是把这个痛苦传染开来？
There's times for correction.
有，我们需要改正。
There's time to encourage that the grades would come up.
我们需要鼓励这个成绩需要提高。
But do we do it to spread sadness and misery, or do we teach to do all things as a blessing for the Lord?
我们是在我们是学会祝福呢，还是说我们要把这个痛苦一同来在家里面传播开来
？So here we are on this journey of difficulty and sometimes sadness, and sometimes it's the journey of mundane and the everyday.
我们在这条路上有的时候是琐碎的，有的时候是难过的。
Where do we go from here?
我们从这里去哪里呢
？Well, we see just a little bit more how the disciples are still struggling.
我们看到门徒在这里面还是在挣扎。
It says in verses 23 and 24, when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb.Found it as the women had said, but they did not see.
这里二十三节、二十四节，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说他活了。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见他。
You know those dear sisters who saw the angels and heard that he was alive, they rejoice.
这些姊妹们看见天使说他活了，他们就在那里喜乐。
But the others did not see.
但是那些门徒们没有看见。
They were vision impaired.
他们的视觉被影响了。
has your vision become blurred?
你的那个, 启示是不是也被影响了呢?
Is retirement funds more important to you than digging into the Word of God and being filled with the Holy Spirit every day?
是不是退休金对你来说更重要, 还是被主的话所充满更重要?
Has the traffic on the way to work become something that is all you can talk about and not worshiping the Lord while you're stuck on the freeway?
在上班的路上, 是不是你抱怨, 只是抱怨, 这条路被堵了, 还是说你可以用那个时间来敬拜神呢?
I ask everyone this morning, why are you sitting in these pews?
我今天早上问你为什么坐在这里呢?
If we took a poll, a lot of the young people would say, because my parents said I have to be here.
如果我做一个调查的话, 很多年轻人会说, 因为我父母让我来的。
How many of them were a little sad when they went up to class and found out they had to be down here with us?
Huh?
I asked the young people, were you a little sad that you had to come down and listen to me instead of going to class?
我如果调查,你是不是觉得说到这里听我讲到更难过,比上课还难过呢?
Well, I can be, try to be entertaining.
我可以带一点娱乐在这里。
I can try to talk a little bit about the road to Emmaus.
我可以讲一点去以马忤斯的路。
Or are we in here instead saying, show me something of you, Lord?
或者我们在这里说,主,求你向我们启示。
This hour, I want to see a life-changing vision of our risen Lord.
我要在这里看待启示的主,能使我们改变生命的启示。
Those of you that either have difficulty at work or difficulty at home or anything that's too much for you to bear, immigration issues, whatever it is, I couldn't even begin.
如果你在生活里或者在工作里有一些困难,或者是移民的问题,使你不能够承担的困难,甚至我不能想象的困难。
Ask the Lord to reveal himself.
求他向你启示。
And then all these matters will pass away.
这些事情都会过去。
Well, these brothers on the road to Emmaus were still downtrodden.
这些去以马忤斯的门徒,他们的心里还是这样子下沉。
It says in verse 28, so they drew near to the village to which they were going.
将近他们所去的村子,
this is not where they were supposed to be.
其实他们不应该在这里。
They were supposed to be in Jerusalem.
他们应该在耶路撒冷。
But everything that I just described for the last half an hour had become too much for them.
在过去我办法所描述,对他们来说, 是太多, 他们不能承受。
I want to say right now, though, do not be distraught if you've been on this sad journey.
我想说的是, 如果你在这条路上非常难过, 但是不要泄气。
If anything that I've described this morning has caused you to question or to wonder about your own life, there's hope.
如果今天早上我所说的使你怀疑你的生活, 那你是,这,我们这里有个希望。
Because you know what Emmaus means?
你知道以马忤斯意味着什么吗?
Emmaus means healing.
这里是,以马忤斯意味着医治。
Most likely there were some baths in the area, Roman baths, and people went out to this location to find healing.
Baths?
Ancient times, it was a special place to find healing, spa.
那是过去的人,在罗马时代的人求医治的一个地方。
But isn't it neat? As they were seeking healing, Emmaus, that healing was not the end point.
他们去以马忤斯求医治,但是那个地方并不是终点。
The end point is finding Jesus.
那个终点是发现主耶稣。
That's when the healing begins.
那是那个医治的开始。
And I love this exchange here at the end of this journey.
我非常喜欢这个,他们最后的这一段。
It says in verse 29, but they urged him strongly.
他们却强留他。
I like the phrase, they begged him reverently.
他们祈求他。
Have you ever begged of the Lord?
你有没有祈求过主呢? 有没有求过主呢?
My story about the drain, that was begging the Lord.
我那下水道的故事, 那就是在求主。
He doesn't mind that.
他并不介意这样子。
He doesn't mind us crying out and say, Lord, I am undone.
他并不介意我们跟主求,哭求说我已经,我完了。
Look at how many times men of God in the Old Testament said something to the effect of, if you don't go with us, Lord, we will not go.
你看到旧约里多少次人说, 如果你不跟我去, 我不去。
When you're driving to work, tell the Lord, Lord, you be with me today. You must be with me today. I want to be filled with your life.
在去上班的路上，你跟主说，你必须跟我去。我希望我的，我要我的生命里面被你所充满。
A sincere prayer like that, a begging like that, and the Lord will answer.
一个真实的祷告，主会垂听的。
And it's not just for that one moment.
而且不只是那为为了那一个时刻。
You see, also in verse 9, it says they begged him, they urged him strongly, stay with us.
他在二十九节里，他们强留他，然后说，请你跟我们住下吧。
Stay with us means 24/7.
这里讲的是二十四小时七天一周七天一周一天二十四小时。
It's easy to worship the Lord around the Lord's table, but do we beg Him to remain with us, to stay with us for the rest of this week?
我们在饼杯面前敬拜主是容易的，但是我们有没有求告主这一个礼拜都跟我们在一起呢？
When you're offended by that coworker and you know that the Lord is with you.
当你被同事得当同事得罪你的时候，你知道主与你同在。
This is the beginning of the overcoming journey, the overcoming road.
这是那个得胜的那条路。
This is a journey that very few people ever embark upon.They're satisfied with being saved by the Lord, and then the journey ends there.
他们非常满足于被得救，然后他们的路就在那里结束了。
But they beg the Lord, remain with us.
但是这里他们求主，强留主与他同住。
Because on this overcoming journey, people are sensitive to what time it is.
因为在这条得胜的路上，人是对时间是非常有敏感的。
It says in verse 29 again, for toward evening and the day was spent.
因为二十九节这里讲到时候晚了，日头已经平息了。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is going to return at any moment.
弟兄姊妹，主回来的日子很近了，任何时候。
I'm looking forward to having a meal with you here in a few moments, but I hope the Lord returns first.
我非常盼望我们很快的爱宴，但是我也盼望主现在就回来。
Do you realize that the Lord could return today?
你意识到主今天就可以，主今天可以回来的。
Do you want Him to return today?
你今天盼望主今天就回来吗？
You know, I went to a wedding yesterday.
我昨天去了婚礼。
And the groom, all he had to say to his wife was, "Come with me."
新郎只说了一句话，请你跟我来。
And she was with him with a smile.
这新娘就带着一脸的笑容到新郎那里。
And all the bride had to do to the groom was say, "Follow me."
这个新郎对新娘所说的唯一的话就是跟我来。
And he was there with a smile.
哦，这新娘跟新郎所说的话就跟我来。这新郎也面带笑容的跟过去。
It works both ways.
这是双向的。
The Lord is saying, "Come with me."
主说跟我来。
Follow me on this journey, this overcoming journey.
跟从我在这条得胜的路上。
Let me show you how much I love you.
让我来启示我多么的爱你。
Let me pour out my blessings upon you.
让我把我的祝福倾倒下来。
But we're supposed to do the same thing with the Lord.
我们也像主应当是这样子的。
Lord, come.
主啊，来。
Be with your people.
跟你的人民同在。
Present yourself with us.
把你的同在向我们启示。
It's easy to pray that around the table, but what if He just would physically come as well?
在饼杯面前祷告是容易的，但是如果主亲自显现呢？
We're all in different stages in our life.
我们在我们生活里面都有不同的阶段。
I remember when I was young how foolish I in middle school I would say yes I want the Lord to come, but after basketball state championship.
我在高中的时候曾经盼望主了，但是希望是球赛结束以后。
After the next sports game.
希望下次球赛结束以后主再来。
Oh Lord, I want you to return, but after I graduate from college.
我求主快来，但是在我大学毕业以后。
The one I remember very well is, Lord, yes, I want you to come, but after I find my wife.
或者说等我找到我的妻子以后你再回来。
Then you have kids and it's like, oh, but after they grown up.
或者等到孩子长大以后。
How foolish.
这是何等的愚昧。
We need the Lord to return today.
我们需要主今天就来。
This very moment.
就在这个时刻。
We need this healing.
我们需要这个医治。
Well, he does come.
他也的确来了。
The Lord does reveal himself.
主也把他向我们启示。
And it does say that they have rest.
在这里说要休息。
I don't want to scare anyone this morning with some of the descriptions of this journey.
我不希望用这里的话语来吓到你们。
There is rest.
有我们有休息的时候。
Go to that mirror again that I talked about earlier.
到那个镜子面前。
Look at yourself in that mirror.
在镜子里看看自己。
Ask an honest question. Do I have rest?
问一个诚实的问题，你有没有休息？
April 15th, tax day, is only a couple weeks away.
4月18号就是报税的日子，只有几周的时间了。
Do you have rest?
你有平安吗？
When you open up that letter that says another insurance claim because of something going on and you know you have to pay it, do you have rest?
当你打开那个车的保险，你还有一个账单要付，你有平安吗？
When you see the stock market go up and down, is there rest?
看到股票市场上上下下，你有平安吗？
Do we have rest going to school?
我们上学有平安吗？
It says, and the Lord answered that prayer. He did stay with them. He did spend the night, and he rested with them.
主的确是听了那个祷告，主也跟他们进去住下。
And when the Lord can rest, he can break bread.
当主要休息的时候，他就拨饼。
There's a whole message alone on the breaking of the bread here.
关于这里的波本有一个很大的信息。
But I just want to touch a few points.
我就讲几点。
In the bread, and we can think of this when we take of the table again soon.
当讲到主的饼杯的时候，我们可以想到这几点。
Bread is made of crushed wheat.
饼是用那个被压碎的那个麦子做成的。
You know why you can have rest this week? Because the Lord was already crushed on your behalf.
你知道为什么这个礼拜你可以有平安吗？是因为主已经是那个被压碎的麦子。
Every fear that you've had this week and had in your life, he went through it 1,000 times over.
你这个礼拜所要遇到的所有的害怕，主已经经过1,000遍了。
He's our high priest. He's endured it for you already. Give it to him.
他是我们的大祭司，他已经为你所经历过的，你就把你的害怕交给他。
Bread is also made with oil.
那个饼也是用油做成的。
Another name for the Holy Spirit, represented by the oil, is the Comforter.
这个圣灵另外的一个名字就是安慰者。
Oh, the Comfort of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵是安慰我们的。
The fragrance of the Holy Spirit.
那个圣灵的香气。
And then there's the water that goes into the bread.
在饼里面也有水。
The Lord Jesus.Is life.
主耶稣是生命。
His life is that water that is poured out for us.
那个生命就是那个为我们浇灌下来的水。
Remember when he was on the cross and they pierced his side and water came out?
你记不记得在十字架上当他被刺穿的时候有水出来？
That was him giving his life for us.
是他自己把他的生命给了我们。
Let me tell you a secret.
让我告诉你一个秘密。
Again, we were in New York last week.
我们上个礼拜在纽约。
This is not an exaggeration, what I'm about to say.
我说的话并不是要夸大。
They have the best bagels I have ever eaten.
他们的确是有最好的面包。
The best pizza dough I have ever eaten.
有最好做披萨的那个面。
I like to cook.
我喜欢做饭。
So I'd love to know the secret.
所以我想要知道那个秘密。
And someone told me,The reason the bagels and the bread in New York are so good because of the water.
有人跟我说在纽约的那个面包最好是因为那个水。
As dirty as New York City is, their water comes from the Catskill Mountains down into the city.
纽约虽然非常的脏，但他们的水是从那个 Catskill 山下来的。
It's some of the sweetest water you'll ever drink.
是你喝过的最甜的水。
Some of the best bread you'll ever partake in.
是你要吃过的最好的饼。
And what's the trick?
这个秘诀是什么呢？
No trick, it's just the water.
其实没有任何的秘密，就是水。
You can go home today and try to change your life with different ingredients, new job, new way of approaching your wife, new way of dealing with your children.
你可以今天回家试图来改变对付你孩子或者家人的方法。
But you'll get the same result.
你会得到同样的答案。
You ask the Lord to spread His life-giving water into your life, and you will have the sweetness that the Lord wants for you on this journey.
但是如果你让主把他的生命给你，你在这条路上就会有那个甜美。
When there's a misunderstanding in the family, you'll be able to say, "I'm sorry, please forgive me," and there's sweetness that comes out.
如果在家里有误会的话，误会的时候，你说对不起，那这里就有那个甜美发出来。
When someone in your family doesn't say they're sorry, you can still have sweetness in your heart.
当家里人不对你说对不起的时候，你也会有那个甜美发馨香之气发出来。
The Lord Jesus broke this bread with the disciples.
主耶稣拨开了那个饼。
And he blessed them.
他也祝福。
And they were blessed.
他们就蒙受了祝福。
Blessings from the Lord Jesus will not add money to your paycheck.
主耶稣的祝福不会让你的钱更多。
It will not help you pay your mortgage, and retire at the age of 32.
他也不会付你的房贷，然后让你在32岁的时候退休。
Maybe he will.
也许他会。
But no matter the circumstances, you will be blessed.
但不管怎么样，你被祝福了。
I heard a testimony of a sister yesterday who said over and over again, in the most miserable time of her life, the Lord came in.
我昨天听到一个姊妹不停地讲说，在她生命里面最痛苦的时候，主来了。
And she and her family were blessed.
她和她的家庭蒙受了祝福。
So we need to ignore our circumstances and receive the blessing of the Lord.
所以我们需要来不注重在我们的环境上，而来寻求我们的主。
And this is when the disciples can say, "Weren't our hearts burning?"
所以这个时候主他俩这里的门徒说，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
Go ahead and ask the Lord for this.
我们要跟主来求这一个。
Lord, when I open the scripture in the morning, can you sear your word upon my heart?
主啊，当我早上打开你的话语的时候，求你把你的话语印在我的心上。
Can I be driving to work and extemporaneously start singing a praise song?
当我在开车上班的路上的时候，能不能同时在那里唱歌？
When I put my head upon my pillow,Can I just have that warmth of the Lord Jesus in my heart overcome me?
当我躺下睡觉的时候，能不能有主的那个温暖来温暖在我的身上？
This is what He wants to do.
这是主所想要做的。
He wants to give that to us.
他想把那个给我们。
He's a good master.
他是一个好牧人。
He's a good father.
他是一个好的父亲。
He's a good friend.
他是一个好的朋友。
Whatever you need at a given moment, he is.
不管你在什么时候需要什么，主就是。
That's why his name is I am.
所以他的名字是我是。
Whatever you need, he is.
不管你需要什么，他是。
We need only to ask.
我们只需要求问。
And what do these disciples do?
这门徒做了什么呢？
They get up.
他们就立时起身。
And they go back to Jerusalem.
回耶路撒冷去。
The city of peace.
那个平安的城。
Now Jerusalem has never had earthly peace.
那个耶路撒冷从来没有过平安。
It was unpeaceful at the time.
在那个时候没有平安。
It was unpeaceful in 70 AD when the Romans destroyed it.
在罗马把它清毁的时候，它也没有平安。
And many people refuse to go to Jerusalem today because of the unrest.
今天很多人拒绝去耶路撒冷，也是因为那里的混乱。
But this is where the church was born.
但是在那里教会诞生。
This is where the Comforter came in and met the disciples.
这是在那里头安慰者来到，遇到了门徒们。
This is where the church began, where they could say peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
这是在那里面教会诞生，说平安归于在地上的人。
Despite the circumstances, these disciples could rejoice.
不管在那里发生的情况，门徒们在那里喜乐。
People had no jobs, and yet they broke bread together.
人们没有工作，但他们却在那里拨饼。
Immigrants who didn't have the same language broke bread together.
移民们在那里没有同样的语言，但是他们在一同拨饼。
People who were surrounded by the evil Roman Empire and the evil Jewish leaders broke bread together.
那里人们被罗马人和那个宗教领袖所包围，但他们在那里拨饼。
They were on the overcoming journey.
他们在一条得胜的路上。
They had sought healing, but they found Christ.
他们去寻求医治，但他们却得到了找到了耶稣。
And isn't that what we all want?
这不是就是我们所想要的吗？
We're not supposed to change our circumstances. We're supposed to remain in Jerusalem.
我们不应当来寻求改变我们的环境，而是要留在耶路撒冷。
And pronounce to others that our Lord is Lord.
要向别人宣告说我们的主是主。
Our God is God.
我们的神是神。
I challenge all of you, but especially you young people.
我向所有的人，尤其是年轻人挑战。
You have an impossible task at school.
你在学校有一个非常难的困难。
No one wants to hear about your God.
没有人想要听到你的神。
No one wants to hear about the stories of Jesus Christ.
没有人想听到关于主耶稣的事情。
But if you have that joy in your face,
但是如果在你的面上有喜乐，
if you have that peace in the hallways,
如果你在那个走廊里有那个平安，
people are going to start seeking you out.
人就会来找你。
And you'll be able to say, I love the Lord Jesus.
你就会有机会说我爱主耶稣。
You may never see him again.
也许你再见不到那个人。
But they will have that in their mind for the rest of their days.
但是那个人那一天都会记住这件事。
Same for all of us in the workplace.
对我们上班的人也是一样。
Do we have the joy of the Lord?
我们有没有主的喜乐？
I don't know what your journey looks like.
我不知道你的路是什么样子。
But you can beg, Lord, come in.
但是你可以求主。让他来。
Stay with me.
跟你同住。
The time is near.
这个时候到了。
I need rest.
我需要平安，我需要安息。
Break the bread of life.
把生命的饼拨开。
Bless me.
祝福我。
And we will find peace wherever we are.
我们不论在哪里，都会发现，都会找到平安。
And it will spread to others.
也会带给别人。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, again, we are so thankful that you are on this journey with us.
父，我们感谢你在我们这条路上与我们同行。
Just as the disciples went through so much in this journey while you were there, even though they didn't know it.
就像门徒们在这条路上发生了这么多事情，虽然你在那里，但是他们却不知道。
Thank you for being with us always.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for revealing so much to us in our lives already.
谢谢你向我们生命里面启示了这么多事情。
Lord, it is our prayer this morning that if there's anyone here who has not met you, has not received you, that now would be that moment.
我们求主，这里如果还有人没有认识你，没有接受你，现在就是那个时候。
Lord, if there's anyone here that is struggling in a journey of sadness or mundane, we pray that we would see you and you would reveal yourself at this moment.
如果我们在这条路上有艰难，有琐碎，我们求主，你向我们启示。
Lord, we are thankful that you are working a good work.
主，我们感谢你在我们心里面动了善工。
We are so thankful that you are the I am.
我们非常感谢你是那个我是。
We trust you and we give you the rest of this day.
我们相信把剩下的日子交给你。
The rest of this week.
剩下的礼拜。
And this journey that you have placed us upon.
还有我们要走的这条路。
May you be preeminent.
愿你伟大，愿你在凡事上居首位。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.